If you love us as baristas, don't order it. It's so difficult to make it. And people were coming in left and right, drive-through and in the front. We don't know which type of frappuccinos go where.
This is a kid that went nuts the other day. He's a Colorado kid. His name is Braden Burson. We should see if we can't talk to Braden. Posted this video up on Twitter and Facebook after a ship complaining that it was so difficult to keep up with the Frappuccino, Lappuccino. What is this called? It's a unicorn Frappuccino. Unicorn Frappuccino, and it looks lovely.
So because it's been so popular online, everyone's like, oh my gosh, I need to try it when it comes out. Well, today it came out. And I have to tell you, please don't get it! I have never made so many Frappuccinos in my entire life. My hands are completely sticky.
And that's from the Frappuccino, I imagine. 19-year-old kid. It's blown up on Twitter. It's blown up on the internet. This is a new thing at Starbucks. And Jen, I saw you tweeted out earlier this morning. Well, actually, like 5 hours ago. What were you doing up last night at midnight?
I was helping host a fundraising event for Girls on the Run Chicago.
So you were? I thought that was an afternoon event. That was that late last night.
Yeah, I was up. I was out until like 10:30.
You tweet out on this thing that it's like instant diabetes because you looked into all the calories, all the fat, all the whatever.
Supposedly, there's like 76 grams of sugar.
Well, not only will the drink kill you, but we're finding out that if you are the barista and you have to be the guy that makes these things, it will drive you absolutely crazy. So we sent somebody out to get one. This is something John would never do. He'd never drink this because this could very well almost fatally injure my big friend.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the guy that gets to try this on air. This is what we call in radio is a bit.
Did Biggs go and get you one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're going to get you all crazy and sugar high right now.
That is a tasty beverage.
Wow. I can see the cellulose on your arms adding. Oh, it's getting bigger.
Work on my arms?
No, your arms look
good.
Did
Brian experience any anger from the barista who prepared said drink?
Brian actually didn't go. We sent somebody down the hall. Okay. But she said that she used to work at a Starbucks, and she said that she would not want to make these because I guess there's a lot involved in the making of one of these. But, luckily for me, my hands aren't sticky from the drink.
Not from the drink.
Well, there you go. It's your, what the heck does this thing cost? It's like a $10 drink, isn't it?
I haven't even looked into that. No, are there sparkles or glitter inside that?
There's no sparkles. There's a lot of whipped cream. It looks like somebody took one of those blow pops you used to get when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ice cream man would come down the street.
With the bubble gum.
And you'd get that popsicle that has the red, white, and blue. It kind of looks like that. So that's what this thing looks like. It doesn't taste bad, although it's not my kind of thing. Starbucks said in a statement that the reception of the drink has exceeded everyone's expectations, including this barista kid that, is just going nuts.
I have unicorn crap all in my hair and on my nose. I have never been so stressed out in my entire life.
Wow. Yeah, take it easy. And let me ask you this. I'm not a big Starbucks guy. I'm a Dunkin' Donuts guy, admittedly. You know, Dunkin' Donuts is my thing. But when I go to Starbucks, do they have health insurance? They get full bennies there, don't they?
I think for full-time employees, yeah.
You want to try that, baby?
Biggs is going to drink it, too.
What do you think?
What does this taste like, guys?
You want to take a sip? I wouldn't ask you to use a straw. I'll take the cap off.
I'm going to drink this after both of you have put your mouths on it.
No, I wouldn't expect you to do
I'll
that.
I'll just wait.
All right.
Yeah, she'll just wait.
So there you go, John. If you want, you can try
it. I'll wait.
All right.
I'll wait.
All right, there you go. That's your John and Ray comprehensive research test of a 3-minute commercial for Starbucks.
I think we need to chug this.
Ooh, that's good. No, I'm done. I've had enough.
So you're not gonna. You just
got
a sip, Ray.
I just had a sip.
Drink any more? No.
If you were to
Did
eat
he just
this
say something about a urinal?
Yeah, he says
the big
looks
says that it looks like every urinal.
Says it looks like a urinal cake. That's Biggs. That's
but,
Brian with
But
a
it's
y.
pink and blue, so right. is that what men's bathrooms look like?
Okay, we move it on now from the Starbucks. I'm sorry to move this train along, but we have to. You can see that up on our Facebook
station.
Live. We'll have it in John and Ray in 60. If you want to listen to John and Ray in 60, WLSAM.com is where you can find it, or you can download it on iTunes, too.